Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Hi, this is your host, Hidemi Woods. I'm reading an episode from my book, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today, I'll read an episode titled, Bean Sprouts. This is about what happened on one early morning on my way to school. Bean sprouts that my mother wouldn't want my father to do a nice thing to me meant that he constantly did what she didn't like. The junior high school and the high school I attended were far from home, and it took me an hour and a half to get there by bus. My parents are farmers, and they would leave home at dawn in summer. But the winter time was the low season, and they didn't have to leave so early in the morning. My father sometimes drove me to school so that I could have breakfast, for which I often didn't have time and had to skip on a busy morning to catch the bus. My mother would keep nagging and saying, "You're being spoiled," all the while I enjoyed my breakfast. And to my father, "You're spoiling her. She will come to no good," until we got into the car. One morning, my father and I found quite a few bags of bean sprouts scattered on the road on our way to my school by his car. It was too early in the morning for other cars to run, and the bags seemed to have just fallen from a delivery truck. We got out of the car and picked up the fresh bean sprouts. We were so happy to get them for free. But it made my mother furious. When I came home from school, she was still in a bad temper and yelled at my father repeatedly all day long, "What should I do with so many bean sprouts? They will go bad quickly. Do we eat them for each meal every day? Everything goes wrong when you drive her to school." My father was so obedient to my grandfather and my mother, and basically did whatever they told him to do. What he did spontaneously for a change aroused their anger. He was a pushover for them, and I'd never seen him decide anything by himself. When I saw The Simpsons for the first time, Smithers looked awfully familiar to me. My father was exactly like him. I spent my childhood with Smithers in my house. That was today's episode. The school I attended was far from home, and I needed to get up early in the morning, like 6 a.m. or 6:30 a.m. And I went to school by the local bus. It was a long ride from home. I couldn't wake up in the morning as I planned. I overslept almost every day because back then I was absorbed in listening to midnight radio show, talk show. I liked them. I liked that so much. I listened to several midnight talk shows on the radio every night until dawn. I couldn't stop doing so. And when the old programs finished, it usually was around 5 a.m. So I slept only 1 or 2 hours at max on school days, every day. I severely lacked sleep every day on school days because of the radio. And I needed to sleep as much as I could after the radio shows were over. I overslept literally every day. So I couldn't have any time left for having breakfast. I skipped breakfast every day. In a way, I sacrificed breakfast for the radio shows. As a result, I was I had a chronic lack of sleep every day, and on weekends I actually slept all day long for to compensate the lack of sleep of school days. But it wasn't enough. I needed to somehow add sleep time during the school days. So my solution was to sleep on the bus from my home to school and back from school. On my way to school and from school was the only chance to add some sleep time. But unfortunately, on my way to school in the morning, I couldn't sleep because my school was quite famous for an English education, and the school was focused on English education. And my English class was My English class had a short test for English words every single day. So I needed to memorize English words every day for the test. And I spent the bus ride to school for preparing for the test. So on my way to school, the bus ride was for memorizing English words. And on my way home from school, the bus ride was spent for sleep. And on the bus ride from school to home, my energy was all drained by the whole day activity at school, plus my chronic lack of sleep. So I was almost close to fainting when I got on the bus. And the moment I got on the bus and found the empty seat on the local bus, I slept. And it was about an hour and a half trip to the bus stop where I should get off the bus. I slept so tight and deeply, and I missed my bus stop so often. And I got far from home on the bus, and I had to transfer the opposite route of the bus to go home, to come home. And sometimes I missed the bus stop, and sometimes I drooled all over my school uniform. So embarrassing. And one time I was rolling down the floor of the bus from the back of the seat to the front of the bus when the bus stopped short. Since it was a local bus, sometimes it was crowded and there was no empty seat. In that case, I had to stand with holding a hand strap inside the bus. But I couldn't stay awake because I was very, very, very sleepy, as you can imagine, only with 1 or 2 hours sleep the night before. So although I was standing holding a hand strap, I fell asleep and my knees bent, and I found myself kneeled down on the floor of the bus. So embarrassing. I spent school days like that for years, and my father felt pity for him, for me, because I had no time to have breakfast every day. He felt sorry for me, and he wanted me to have breakfast. So in the winter time, when his work wasn't so busy, he tried to drive me to school so that I could have breakfast with the time, because going to school by car was much faster than taking the local bus. And so with that time difference, I could have breakfast. And once in a while, I was able to have breakfast just one with one big problem was my mother's nagging, because she disagreed that my father dropped me to school, because for her it was spoiling. So I had a chance to have breakfast. That precious breakfast was accompanied with my mother's lengthy, never-ending nagging. That was the background music of my breakfast. And that morning of the bean sprouts, my father drove me to school, and we left home and left my mother's nagging, and we found many bags of bean sprouts on the road near my house. And we picked them up. My father asked me if we should pick them up or not, because he couldn't decide by himself. And I said, let's do that. And we collected them one by one in our arms, and it was like we were playing a game or something, picking bean sprouts game. And we had a blast. We had such a we had such fun that morning picking up free bean sprouts, and we collected them, and he dropped me to school, and he came home, and my mother's anger awaited him. Her anger, I imagined her anger doubled on that morning, because firstly, my father gave me a ride that was spoiling. My father spoiled me again, and then he came home with numerous bags of bean sprouts, and that was not because she didn't like bean sprouts, but bean sprouts are so cheap in Japan. It's still It still cost only 10 cents or 20 cents per bag to the bag with 200 grams or so. So my mother, my father brought something so cheap, and that quickly goes bad. So she didn't feel that was any privilege. It's no benefit at all. She didn't find any point of those my father's happy souvenirs. And my mother was still yelling at him when I came home from school that day. So she really, really disliked that incident. And every time I saw bean sprouts now, I still remember that morning. And not because it was a good fond memory of picking up free stuff. Just because I like bean sprouts, and I still often have bean sprouts by sauteing with eggs with sesame oil. It's one of my favorite food, favorite menu that I cook. And mainly because I like it. I like bean sprouts, not because of that taste, but because of that price, that cheap price. And I suppose my mother got angry about my father is bringing bean sprouts because bean sprouts are cheap. If my father found and brought, my father had found and brought something expensive, she would have be so pleased. It was just price thing to her, I guess. If on that morning my father and I found something expensive, my mother would have thought letting my father drive me to school could be a good thing. It was a big, rare opportunity to turn things around for me, and because it could change my mother's way of thinking about getting a ride from my father to school. But I missed it because it they were bean sprouts. Among all things in the world, why they were bean sprouts, why they were one of the cheapest thing in the world we found on the road, I still wonder why bean sprouts. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Hidemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hidemi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.